No, the HSE says it's at an impasse with a developer over the construction of a primary care centre in Carrick-Sylvain. Kerry County Council had written to the HSE on behalf of councillors and the Kenmare MD to inquire about the provision of a care centre in the town, which has long been promised. In a response presented to councillors at the recent meeting, the HSE said it remains committed to establishing a primary care centre for the area. The HSE said, unfortunately, despite its best efforts, it remains at an impasse with the developer for this project due to rising costs associated with the development. It says rates suggested are significantly higher than other primary care centre developments in the region and across Ireland, and the HSE cannot agree to them. The widening gap between the proposed cost for the development means the HSE may have to cease its engagement with this particular development. It says it's an unfortunate situation, but will continue to review the situation and scope out alternative options if they become available. So what does this mean for the delivery of local care at a local level, the prevention of people going to hospital when they don't need to be in hospital in the first place and travelling great distance to get access to diagnostics and other care facilities? With me on the line to talk about this, we've Fianna Fáil councillor Michael Cahill. And we also have Joe McCrohan of the South Kerry Development Partnership. Good morning to both of you. Michael, can I talk to you about, and you released a statement on this outlining your dissatisfaction. I know an element of this is with on board Panola for decision, but has the story moved on in any way? Is this where things are at the moment? The HSE saying, look, we may have to throw our hat at it because the costs are too high. What's your understanding of where things stand at the moment?
Well, look, the reply there that came from the municipal district, it came as a result of a notice of motion that I submitted. In fact, it has been one of many that I've been lobbying for this facility for Carrick-Sylvain for many years now. Carrick-Sylvain and Ibrea, more than any other part of Kerry, need this facility in the context of a distance to our county hospital, for example. Like most people in the Carrick-Sylvain Ibrea region are 3.5 up to 4 hours return trip to and back from Tralee. We have obviously as well, most recently there, the CAMHS scandal, which was highlighted firstly in South Kerry. I'm deeply disappointed with this announcement by the HSE jury, and I'm very disappointed that there's an impasse here. Look, you know, this is going on for a number of years, many years now, in fact, and a lot of time has been lost, you know, with this project to date. And it's devastating now for the people to hear that, you know, that discussions have come to a halt. I've been calling on the Minister for Health and our own Minister for Education. I've been in discussions as well. I've been on to the HSE directly, and I've, you know, as I said, I've raised it on numerous occasions at county council level. Like, you know, Carrick-Sylvain requires this facility, and it requires now. This is going on 10 or 11 years, Jerry.
Mm. Yeah, it's a long time. So it is a long time. And look, just we've had a comment in from your fellow councillor, Norm Moriarty, wants to stress that, look, it's not a dead duck. There's an appeal with Ambord Panola. It's a bit complicated. Negotiations are not dead, though, is what you're saying. So hopefully that is the case and things can move on. But from the letter from the HSE, it would seem that things aren't going in the right direction. Yeah, Joe McCrohan,
the HSE are saying that they remain committed to the establishing of a primary care centre in Carrick-Sylvain. Well, yeah, that is welcome news, and the provision of quality services there, and a purpose-built building to meet the needs of the people living in Carrick-Sylvain and Ibrea, and that is welcome. Look, but the point is this, you know, it is great to see the HSE raising the issue of, you know, we're talking about value for money here, obviously, and in that context, like, I'm delighted because, by God, if any organisation has wasted money over the years, the HSE are at the very top of that Christmas tree.
Yeah, okay. All right, we've Joe McCrohan on the line as well from South Kerry Development Partnership. Joe, primary care centres, they basically are all of the health and social care services that you can find in your community outside of hospital. It includes GPs, public health nurses, a range of other services, a single point of contact for the health system, and the government have plans to put more diagnostics in them if plans go to fruition, in order to keep people out and away from the front doors of your emergency department. That's, I suppose, why and how much this is needed in a place like Carrick-Sylvain.
Absolutely, Johnny. And as Councillor Cahill said there, you know, this centre is very important for Carcina, for the wider South Kerry area here, because there's a lot of people living, you know, 20, 15 and 20 miles beyond Castrene and Cardano and Banskelly, Lynch's Glen and so on and so forth, and Drummond and Walter and so on and so forth. And all those areas need a service. And we have a population here that need care, because we have a lot of elderly people living in the area. And we don't want a situation where they all have to be transported to Tralee and Killarney and various other places for services from the health board. These services should be delivered at least in Castrene, for them. And obviously the population of the area has increased lately with the arrival of Ukrainian people, and they need services as well. And this primary care centre is badly needed in Carstween, and I suppose it's the people of Carstween that can't understand. There's lots of derelict sites, lots of premises in Carstween could be purchased and developed. We've already built a wonderful store here right in the heart of the town over the last few years, and why can't the HSC build a centre that's badly needed for the people?
That is the major concern, because we have a situation where we've a dwindling number of GPs, we've our retirements, we've services under pressure anyway at the moment. So this is the, underlines, I suppose, the need for it, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose the government and are always talking about, you know, cutting down transport, cutting down the movement of people, long distances. So I suppose now is the time to, you know, to live up to what they're saying. I suppose, and to have a primary care centre in a town like Carstween, where the people from the area can use it rather than having to travel to Tralee and Cork for appointments, which they can easily do in a primary care centre. I think it's a very basic need that's needed in the area, and I think it's something that needs to be delivered. We always had three doctors in Carstween and one in Waterford, and we're under pressure with that now, and I suppose a proper primary care centre would help there, maybe make it more attractive for young doctors to come and work in the area.
Okay, and that would be, and adding to the facilities there, making a more attractive place to work and attract people to set up GP practices there in the first place. Michael, what do you want to see happen now with regards to this? Well, what sort of clarity do you want to see from the HSC and others?
Well, what I'm calling on the HSC and indeed the Minister for Health to get on with the job that they are paid to do and deliver this badly needed primary care centre for the people of Castlevine and Iveragh. This is long overdue. This is a basic service that should be there, you know, when the people live so far away, you know, from the nearest hospital, etc., as in the A&E, etc. So, look, I'm calling to get on with the job that they should be doing in the first instance. This is going on as long as the South Kerry Greenway jury lights. This is going on 10 or 11 years now, and I'm just anxious that this facility is provided ASAP.
Yeah, that's what you want to see in relation. Well, Councillor Norma Foley has been in touch with us, saying in relation to the Carstween Primary Care Centre, negotiations are ongoing and communication is open, as confirmed to her by Michael Fitzgerald of the HSC as recently as this morning. There's an absolute understanding by all parties of the need for such a centre, and much of the improvements in medical and mental health provision being worked on are predicated on being provided from such a base in our regional town. I remain very confident an agreement can be reached, and there will be a positive outcome from a Bord Pinola in the planning appeal as well. It must go ahead, given the need for the area, and we will do all possible to secure it. Well, Joe, that's what Norma Moriarty is saying about the various different moving parts here this morning, and hopefully that is the case. But from that letter from the HSC talking about Costa, we're at an impasse, that would seem that there things are at an impasse. It seems a confusing picture this morning, and we need clarity, I suppose, from the HSC in relation to it.
Yeah, we do, and I suppose, look, we talk about people's lives here, and we talk about their health, and it's something that a lot of people can't wait for. You know, it has to happen, and it has to happen quickly. So, look, I hope that impasse will be got over quickly, and that the project can go ahead. Look, the longer people keep talking, the costs are only going to rise.
Yeah.
So, that's the problem with the way the costs are going in any projects now. The longer you keep talking, the more expensive it gets. So I think it's important that the HSC come forward with a good package and that the job can go ahead. And I'm sure it will be a welcome boost for the town and the economy here that it would go ahead now, and that all the people in particular will have the peace of mind to know that there's a good service locally for them, and that
you know, that, as I say, that new doctors can come to the area to work, and as the existing doctors move towards retirement, that they will be replaced and that there'll be service there for the people. It's a very basic service, but it's a hugely, hugely important service.
Yeah.
And it's a fight, if it's an argument over the cost of building, is denying people that service is terrible.
Yeah, it certainly is. Okay, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to both of you for talking to us on the programme this morning. That's Michael Cahill, Fianna Fáil councillor, and also John McCrone of the South Care Development Partnership on that issue with regards to the Carrasaveen Primary Care Centre and when and if it will be delivered.